At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me.
Yes.
You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. It's going to be right here.
Yes, please do all that. Hit the notifications if you will.
Yeah.
Please check out the website, justfullofcomedy.com.
You know, shout out to all the other platforms.
Oh, yeah. Spotify, you know.
Castbox.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah,
all them. Rumble.
We're
everywhere, you know. Trying to get out there.
You know what I'm talking about?
See?
We everywhere, you know.
Love you.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
What up,
man? You know, it's slow motion,
man. Past 2 weeks have been busy as shit, dog.
This guy's been busy as shit.
Wow.
I ain't been doing nothing but sitting and eating Doritos. That's all
that
I do.
Sounds awesome.
I just sit.
I like Doritos.
And eat
Cool Ranch or nacho? Regular nacho?
It don't matter.
Just Doritos in general?
Doritos, you know what I'm saying?
Doritos in general, baby. Smash.
Just Doritos.
Yeah, man. Well, we did comedy.
Who?
We did.
You did?
Both did.
We did?
Yes, sir.
I don't remember.
We did.
You did comedy.
Well, you know, it was at the Funny Stop.
We both was at the Funny Stop.
We both went to the Funny Stop. Did some.
I had a show.
And did you had a, yes.
I had a show. Shout out to everybody that performed at my show. Shout out to Bob Watson.
Yeah, Bob Watson.
Shout out.
He's everywhere.
To Lord Paris France.
Yeah, Lord Paris France. Shout out to you.
And shout out to
Rob Coleman.
Rob Coleman.
Precious.
Precious, precious, precious.
Yeah. And Lemon Love showed up.
Lemon Love came and did her thing.
Right.
Shout out to Lemon Love.
Right. You know.
Shout out to
what's it? Shit.
Spike Lee. Spike Lee did his thing.
Yeah. I mean, we shouted them all out last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, but I'm doing it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have a show this week, so I'm just shouting out.
That's right.
Spike Lee.
My memory is not the best, dude.
Shout out to Justin Effin Fuller.
Oh, yeah, shit. I did go up. See? Yeah. See, I go up. I go there every week.
He goes up every week, but sometimes.
No, I don't go up.
Let me tell you what Justin does. Justin shows up and he sits in the back with his hood on and he thinks people don't know who he is. Put your hood on, Justin. That is no fucking disguise. Look at this. This is what he do. He's sitting in the back with his hood on like nobody's going to recognize him. Like, dude. Really?
Especially this beard coming back. We broke the hood.
Shout out to Justin Fuller. Shout out to all the comedians that came and performed, you know.
Yeah, man. It's a nice spot, man. You know what I mean? The crowd's there. They want to see comedy. It fills up. You know what I mean? There's times you're like, oh, shit. But then, like, people just...
Trinkle in,
man. Yeah, and then the show, it's a good show, man.
It's magic.
Yeah. You know, you got... Well, it all starts with the people you invite. You know what I mean? It is a showcase. It's not open to public. It's a show. No, it's open to show up, to watch, but...
Yeah, everybody's welcome to show up, and there's no fee. Yeah. Grown-ups is the spot.
Yeah.
It's on Noble Road.
Yeah. 2221 Noble Road.
2221 Noble Road, Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland Heights.
Show up, and you know what I'm saying? Enjoy the show.
Right next to the Save-A-Lot.
Right next to the Save-A-Lot. You can't miss it.
That way, if you're on the way to the show and you forgot some shit, you can stop there and get some.
Right.
I done it.
So, in addition to my show.
That's right.
We did some comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. At the Funny Stop.
It was fun.
It was. Shout out to Pete. Shout out to Funny Stop.
Yeah, man. I love that place.
In addition to that, you had like several podcasts you were on.
Shout out to Grapevine and Michael Bradley. You know what I'm saying?
Bradley, yes.
Bradley. Mm-hmm. That's what I said, didn't I? Bradley? I said Bradley. Bradley. Yeah.
Sure, whatever.
Shout out to Michael.
Shout out to Michael.
Grapevine.
Shout out to Grapevine.
He's on Redline. What's Redline?
Redline.
Timbuktu was there.
Timbuktu.
You know what I'm saying?
In the house. Timbuktu.
Yeah, he's doing.
You can't ask for a great producer.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. Shout out to DJ. DJ on the East Side comedy scene. Shout out to Rich Green.
Right.
Shout out to Lex Vegas.
Right. Shout out to Lex Vegas.
We're going to have him on soon.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Lex Vegas is, shout out to that guy. You know, he's doing his thing on Red Line Radio.
Dude, I tell you, man, like I said, there's a lot. I like the hub that, you know, we're trying to create, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's because of you. A lot of it's because of you, man.
I don't know about that.
You're a connector. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you make bridges.
No, first of all, let me just say this. I'm going to say this. Christ is the connection.
Well.
Christ, a lot of people think that Jesus, that Christ is his last name. It's not. Christ means the connection. Christ is the connection to God. You know what I'm saying? So.
There you go.
And I'm just, you know, working through Christ. I'm not a Bible thumper.
No, but you are a communicator.
I'm a communicator.
And you talk, like I said, you talk to people genuinely. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you like, you'll notice somebody there who looks out of place at the Funny Stop and, no, they ain't here. They ain't been here before. You know what I'm saying? and you'll go and befriend them. You know what I mean? And it's awesome because, and I've tried to do it more. Like I said, we've had these conversations that once the introduction is played out, I can continue a conversation. I'm just, and there's a lot of people out there that aren't, they're like me, they're just not out there to say, hey, how you doing? I'm, you know.
I mean, okay, I hear that and I receive that and thank you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's nothing. I mean,
you just do it.
I'm going to say this. I'm not a Bible thumper, but, you know, without God,
right,
none of this would be possible.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm going to say that.
We're not dogs.
Yeah, I'm just saying without God, none of this would be possible. And I thank God and I'm grateful of the connections that we were able to make.
Sure enough.
Yeah. All praise is due to God.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just a mortal man.
Well, yeah, I ain't saying you're fucking.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just a mortal man. Like,
just people have different personalities, and that's a good one to have. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just.
A lot of people keep to themselves. Is all I'm saying. It's different. But you remember shit. Okay.
It's just God, man. You know, to be honest with you, I mean, that's what it is. It's God, really.
Dope. But anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were there. Shout out to Pete and the Funny Stop. And
shout out
you
to Pete
befriended
and the
people.
Stop.
But the one dude we spoke to, he talked about checking out the podcast, which is dope.
I'm grateful to everybody that subscribed to the podcast.
Everybody that's...
I mean, we're growing.
Yeah, a little bit of time. Trickle.
A little trickle at a time.
Hey, man, we've been doing it 2 years.
2 years, you know. And I'm thankful. Yeah. I'm thankful for everybody that... You know, I have to humble myself. You know...
All the time.
To be honest with you, I'm going to be completely honest. I mess with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. I've been supporting a lot of people through the years.
Right.
And it's like, I don't feel it reciprocated, but it's okay. You know, I had to remove my personal feelings from it and just know it is what it is. And everybody that's subscribed to us, everybody that rocks with us is supposed to be there.
Right.
And the ones that don't, they're not supposed to be there.
100%, so, man.
But, you know, I do understand that, like, you know, some people need instructions.
They do. And that's, but, case in point, though, and this was, it hit me, but it didn't. But at the same time, you know, I'm like, okay, you say that. So, you know, in the beginning, like, when we were doing our stuff, I was sending out mass texts, you know what I'm saying, and. Well, somebody, you know, said, was like, why are you just sending things here? Because they would have conversations, but I, you know, there'd be times I'm busy. I missed the conversation. I ain't coming in late, like a day later with a response. To, you know what I mean? It's just
right.
Certain things. So I would just, and so I would send out the message, you know, like, hey, click this or, you know, whatever the case. And then so he had said that, and I'm like, so I said something. I'm like, hey, just. I'm just putting it out there. You guys ain't got to click nothing. I'm just keeping you up to date with what I'm doing.
I know what you're talking about because I send out messages too sometimes.
Right,
and then they'll hit me with a, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Like, you ain't reached out in years, but now you... I get that.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, and that's deserved,
for
you
sure.
know.
For sure.
But, you know... Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
I get it. But I'm just saying, like, at the same time, it's still like.
I mean, hey, you're getting a text. At least I'm thinking of you to want to come check.
Yeah, but a lot of times people feel like that's generic.
For sure.
Oh, know.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I've been there.
Yeah,
I'm guilty of it.
Can you pause?
Sure.
Thank you. I'll be back.
That's quick.
You know, where we at?
So, we were talking about when somebody sends a message, like when we send a message to somebody.
What? Send a message to somebody. What the fuck you talking about, Jesse?
What you talking about, Jesse?
All right. No.
What I was saying was, you were saying people need instructions. And I said,
oh, yeah. Sometimes people need instructions, man. Like, you know, to support.
Yeah.
They need instructions to support.
But like I was saying, when I send out the text and someone's like, oh, you don't send nothing, say nothing else until you send this.
Yeah.
It's like I said, that's something I need to work on. You know what I mean?
Well, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, but I don't do it all like that. It's not like I send it to people I haven't talked to. You know what I mean? There's like
no, my but buddy. I'm sure it is, though.
It's a group message.
Yeah. I mean, okay, for me, my personal experience has been, we're on,
yeah, right?
My personal experience has been on, like, you know, I'll send out a mass text about a show or our podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay.
And it'll be people that I actually mess with, and they'll respond back like, well, hello, motherfucker. You know, like,
right.
You can't say hello or what you've been up to or how's things going, but you just sending your...
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, yeah, that's something that I'm guilty and I have to work on. But you want to get it out that you're doing that.
And I just want, I'm just letting you know what I've been up to, really, just because you're somebody that I mess with.
Seriously, I mean, here's the thing: the beautiful thing about Facebook and Instagram and social media is, it's like you can keep up with people without calling them every day.
Exactly.
And the truth of the matter is, call me.
Right.
Every day if you want to.
Right.
If you fuck with me, call me every day. Right. But if you don't, that's okay too. But this is what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm doing comedy. I got a podcast. If you fuck with me, support me.
Is that what likes mean? I mean, you see it.
Sometimes.
You're acknowledging it.
Likes and
comment on it.
Yeah. You know what? A brother told me that. Like, yeah, man, I see you. You know, you know, basically he was telling me, you ain't got to call me, but the fact that I like your stuff, that's letting you know that I'm watching you. And,
right.
Okay, I respect that, but at the same time, I'm old school.
Yeah, you want to hear from somebody.
I'm from the area of, and I still feel this way, my family and certain friends, you don't have to call me to come over my house.
Oh, yeah, just show up.
Yeah, and you welcome
anytime. 100%. Yep.
I feel that way about you.
Right.
My family.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you see, I call my car the Black Pearl. If you see the Black Pearl in the driveway, knock on the door.
Right.
That means I'm home.
Right.
I really mean that.
Right.
Like, it's not no, you know, if the pearl is in the driveway, that means I'm home.
Exactly.
Knock on the door.
Yep.
Don't say I drove by your house and I was thinking about coming by.
Right. Yeah.
No, just come by.
Open invitation to most people.
Like, just stop by. I mean, I really mean that. If you see the pearl in the driveway, if you know what the pearl is, and if you've seen the pearl in the driveway, knock on the door. I'm welcoming with open arms.
Can't
my family.
Miss my ha ha ha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come through. That means I'm home. Knock on the door. I ain't gonna be like, you ain't called before you come.
Right.
You
ain't
called.
You didn't announce.
No. Mm-mm. No. You know. No. That's not me.
Dude, we grew up in an era. Mm-hmm. We ain't had that shit. You had to go over to see if somebody was home.
Well, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, like, my family, certain people.
Right.
If you see the pearl in the driveway, knock on the door.
Right.
Don't say you was in the neighborhood and you saw my car and you went by. I would be offended.
Right. Especially if you ain't never over by, don't see each other. Yeah, it's tough, though, man, because people, like, there's plenty of times, man, I go to Erie. I mean, because my parents live on a certain side of town, so I pass people I know, houses, but I'm only there for a certain amount of time. I can't stop.
You know what?
You know what I mean? Not like I drive by their houses, but
You know
I could stop on the way. You know what I mean?
You know what? Shout out to D-Hawk. He did a video.
Shout out D-Hawk.
He did a video talking about, like, Big Mamas used to be on the porches.
Right.
You seen that video?
Yeah.
Big Mama used to be on the porch. Big Mamas used to be on the porch. Like, everybody used to be on the porch. Yep. And that was the internet before the internet.
Right.
I can recall, and this is a true story. I lived on off of 93rd and the Lassiter family. That's my family for life. Mama Lassiter was on the porch. She had a red phone. A red phone.
Nah,
on
shit.
The porch.
To the president.
For real. Look, let me tell you. This was before the internet, before cell phones and everything. Shout out to my boy Joe. That's my brother, Joe.
Joe?
We did some shit like a couple of streets over. I don't remember exactly what we did. It was some shit, though. A couple of streets over.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Lassiter knew about it.
By the time you got back?
Bro, I'm like... She would sit on that phone all day. It was a red phone on the porch. You could literally see her on the porch, like on the red phone, like looking up and down the street.
The fact that it's a red phone makes
it's
even
a red
better.
Phone, and it was like we did some shit like two streets over. And when we came back home, she knew about it, bro. Already.
Hey, amen.
And shout out to Big Mamas that used to sit on the porch. And Big Mama is not like a rip on their size or nothing like that.
No.
It's a status thing.
Yeah.
It's not like they was fat enough. That Big Mama means like status.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Big Mama's house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't disrespect.
So it was like, the Big Mamas had like a network.
Oh, yeah. Neighborhood watch.
They was on the porch and like you could do nothing.
Nothing.
Like,
what's going on over there?
Nothing. That's a true story. So what I'm saying is, it's like I'm from that era. So if you, in addition to the Big Mama era, it's like family. Like, family didn't have to call before they came, but they just showed up.
Right.
I got a cousin that come over my house. He'd be like, he called to see if I'm home.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't no, oh, you should have called, none of that stuff. Nah, man, come.
Right.
Same with you. You know, people that fuck with me for real, it's like, if you in the area,
right,
let me know. Even my out-of-town family, you know. Let me know if I'm not working, like, you know, like.
my boy came to Manor to go get some shit, like some stuff you could buy somewhere else, I would assume, closer to fucking where he's lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm talking about from Erie.
Mm-hmm.
Drove down to Manor. I'm like, motherfucker, you didn't call me?
Yeah.
You ain't call?
I made a phone call, and I told this one bro. You know, this is when I was on the road, and, you know, shout out to him. He was like, what? Oh, shoot. I was about to put my shoes on. And that's where I got that from. I'm like, what, you need me to put my shoes on?
Right.
He was like, shit, I was about to put my shoes on.
Right.
I was on my way. Right, you know, you here? I'm about to put my shoes on.
Right.
And that's how it is. People that fuck with me, if you from out of town or whatever, you know, you in Cleveland, shit. Call me. I'm gonna put my shoes on. Time to go out. Yeah, for sure.
Because those days are far few in between, man. Past couple weeks ain't been, but you know, usually Wednesday night's the only night out.
Night
we get the, you know, and then we do the show. You know, shit. Friday I do the podcast and the show afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I talk about that. Yeah, the Kava Bar.
Which bar?
Kava Bar.
Oh, the.
Dude, they had no alcohol in this bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? That was a...
It's a clean and sober bar. Shout out to them.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Could have had some flavor. They tried with the strawberry, but it didn't taste very well.
You know, shout out to my man, Kerry Bigelow of North Carolina. He was a part of the movement. in North Carolina, Sanitation 2. He was a part of the Sanitation 2 movement when I was on the road. You know, he was the one where I called him and he was like, man, shoot, I was about to put my shoes on.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, I called him just to tell him that I was passing through, but I was like, right. No, I'm passing through. He was like, man,
yeah,
I was about to put my shoes on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
hey, shout out to Kerry Bigelow, man. Shout out to Sanitation 2, everything they did in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That was a whole movement. And I met him on the road. Chapel Hill, North Carolina, they was going through some, like, civil rights things at the time. Sanitation 2. Kerry Bigelow and his boy Clyde, you know, they represented for the whole city. And this was, like, in the early 2000s or something okay. like that. And I told him, like, when he was telling me this thing that they was going through, and I'll get in more detail with it. If you look up the Sanitation 2 on YouTube, you can see Brother Kerry, Minister Kerry Bigelow's thing and trials and tribulations that he went through in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It sounded like some back in the day stuff in the 60s, you know, because they were sanitation workers. They were picking up trash they had to go through some stuff that sounded like in the 60s in the 2000s.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, shout out to my man Kerry Bigelow and his boy Clyde. I can't think of Clyde's last name, but shout out to y'all. Y'all are definitely a part of history. Y'all, right. y'all did y'all thing in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Shout out to y'all. He said he won't never forget me because I planted the seed. He said he told me I planted the seed in his head to put this stuff on YouTube, and which he did.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, he put all his council meetings and all the things that he was going through, because when he told me, when we first met, I worked for a trucking company.
And this was, you said, in the 2000s?
Early 2000s.
I was working for a company. Around what time? Because we met, what, 2014, 15?
This was like 2008, something like that. Okay. I was on the road.
Okay.
And I was checking into a place and he saw me. It was a hotel that, you know, this company pretty much took over in, and I still move the way I move.
Yeah.
And he saw me and he heard me and he said, and he's an older brother, and he said, man, you remind me of myself. You said the things that I would sound like some stuff that I would say.
Okay.
Because, you know, they were saying some nonsense to me.
Right, right, right.
I didn't get nasty back, but I sort of replied like, normally when people say crazy things to me,
mm-hmm.
how I retaliate, you don't have to get nasty back.
True.
You just say the same things they said to you back to them.
In a condescending way?
No. Just say it back to them, and they hear how ridiculous it sounds.
Right. Good point.
And that's how I do it. I'll be like, okay, let me get this straight. So you want me to do A, B, and C, and then D. And then they hear it back, and they be like, that sounds stupid as hell.
Oh, well, it don't work with your wife.
It will. It will. It will. If you say, oh, okay, so you want me to do A, B, C, and D?
All right.
And normally when you say it back to them, the way they say it to them, and they hear it back, they be like, that's fucked up. And they'll change it, but
they're not full of emotion like females.
Well,
in general,
not all, but most.
Yeah, not all.
But you know, my brother Kerry Bigelow, he picked it up, and we locked from there.
Yeah, that's dope.
And he told me about his situation that he was going through, why he got back into trucking.
Yeah.
And you know, and Sanitation 2. Look that up, guys. You know, because you know, Sanitation 2. He was going through some things in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
So where is he at now?
He's still there.
Oh, okay.
Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but it was like some racist stuff going
on,
bro.
Come on, man. That's
I mean, it was like, I was like, I said, yo, Brother Bigelow. And, you know, and another thing that attracted me to him at the time that we connected on, we were both into fitness.
Okay.
You know, I was working out on the road. I was in great shape. he was a body, ex-bodybuilder, but he still worked out and stuff like that. Plus, he's a minister. He's into that book.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Kerry Bigelow. Shout out to his family. He introduced me and you know, shared some things that he had to do, you know, for the sake of his family.
Right.
You know, he had, like, cars, you know, like Camaros, and, you know, he in the South, so he had some classic cars.
Mm.
He had to sell stuff that you just be like, that you would normally be like, you sold that?
Right.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
But he did it for to keep his family locked down and fed and stuff
right.
Shout out to you, Kerry Bigelow. Brother Bigelow, I don't know if you're watching this or if you're not. I love you. And I'll never forget you. Shout out to Kerry Bigelow.
100%. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when people are making mark trying to change things, you know what I mean, for the better, it's always good to get recognition. When they don't know it, they know it, but they don't, because they're just going through life. You know what I mean? People that change, make change like that, they just are sick of shit, and they're willing to stand.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Four people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I've always tried, but man, when people are up against it, man, it's sad what people are willing to do to somebody. You know what I mean?
Brother Bigelow been on the line. He put his church on the line. He put his businesses, you know, his income on the line to do what's for what's right.
Right.
And when he was telling me this stuff, I was blown back, because I'm like, you know, I was one of the individuals, not completely convinced, but sort of on the same line as people that think that Dr. Martin Luther King was living a dream.
Mm.
And so to hear that people still going through it.
Oh, yeah. Humbled you?
I'm going to say that I wasn't. I was going towards it because I wanted to believe that we were getting better.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
Me personally, I was one of the individuals that I tried personally to say, like, you know, and to this day, I try to, you know, separate myself from nonsense.
Yeah. It's hard, man.
It's really hard, but it's just like, if you call yourself an intelligent being, Even with my own people, it's like, you should tell by the way I think, the moves that I make, that I'm not like everybody else.
Right?
But you still put in the same category.
Well, you're always put in a box.
You put in a box, but it's just like, come on, man. And this is, I'm not being racist, but it bothers me when people know me and interacted with me and they say certain shit to me.
Right.
It bothers me. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm going to give some examples. Like, I'm going to just be 100%.
Yeah.
When white people come up to me or they passing me and they be like, what's up? What up, brother? That's like chalk. That's like nails on the chalkboard. What up, brother? And I'm like,
I say brother all the time.
No. What up, brother?
Oh, in that way?
Yeah, okay. Just like that. What up, brother?
Okay.
And I'm like, hello, how are you?
Hey, right.
I don't talk like that.
What's up?
I don't conduct myself like that.
Right.
You know me. You've been working with me for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and you still say, what up, brother? I don't talk like that. I don't act like that.
That's when somebody who's Mexican and somebody walking, like, what's up, S.A.? All the time.
Or if they're not Mexican, or they're Puerto Rican,
right.
And they say, yo, S.A.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just like some racist, dumbass shit that's just dumb.
People?
It's just dumb. It's just stupid.
I hunt all the time.
It's just dumb.
I get it. But maybe they're just trying.
I got another example.
I'm just saying.
Here goes something that just happened to me.
Okay,
true
hold
story.
On. But maybe they're just trying to be cool and say it.
Be cool and be yourself.
I know.
Here goes another example. This shit just happened to me last week.
Damn. So many examples. I'm sorry.
Just happened to me last week. I came in and was like, you know, I'm a trucker.
No, you're not.
I'm a mother. I went into one of my stores.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm a badass trucker.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bad to the bone.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bad.
Okay, so you stopped in the store.
So I stopped in the store, and it was another driver there. I'm going to say the milkman, because he was the milkman.
Delivering milk.
And I said, hey, man.
What's up?
I said, hey, man.
Okay.
And he's like, he stopped at me and looked at me like, what? What's up? What? And I said, like, just like this. I said, whoa. It's an American greeting. It means hello. True story. He said, oh, man, I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, man, what's up? And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck's going on? Then he starts to explain, like, I'm sorry, man. I'm running out of time. I'm running out of hours, actually, and this, that, nothing, blah, 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 blah. I said, oh, you cool, man. And I walked in. I continued to do shopping in the store because I had time. You know, I do my shopping when I do my deliveries because I don't have time to do it on my days off because I do comedy and I got a podcast.
Right.
So I do my shopping. I try to kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
And I came back and I was just like, yo, is there anything I can do to help you? And I helped him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like the initial greeting was like, I was like, hey, man, what? What? He was like, what? What? And I said, whoa.
Yeah.
I said, it's an American greeting, and it means hello.
Right.
True story. This just happened to me last week, bro.
Right. Well, I don't want to say where at, but.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what happened, and it's like.
Now, do you often see the same person or just a regular person? Just a no.
I never
stranger.
Saw him before.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on, man. If somebody said, hey, man. Like, hey, man, what's up?
Dude, but what? I ain't doing nothing. Some people. if their back is turned and you're saying, hey, man, it could be.
No. Hold on.
Trust me, man. Some people I know who are always negative.
All right, but hold on.
There's a lot of people that are negative.
Let me explain the situation. I'm in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the back room. I had a key to the fucking door, yo. I got on fluorescent green, man. You know, hey, if you look at me, you know what the fuck I do for a living.
I'm not saying you startled him like, hey, man, give me your shit. I'm just saying, like, the phrase, hey, man, depending on how it's said in a tone, I'm just saying, he could have construed it as, what? Huh? What?
All right, so what?
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, what was the follow-up after that?
What'd you say?
No, what? Give me a possibility what the fucking follow-up would have been.
Oh, I don't know. Anything.
What? Like
tickle?
What?
You could have tickled him? Anything. You could have done anything.
I'm just saying. I agree with you. Okay.
I'm just saying. Phrase,
okay. Hey man. All right. So what will be next?
If he wasn't looking, he could have.
He looked at me. He saw me. Had a key to the door. He saw my fucking. I wear a headpiece. Truckers recognize
truckers.
But you both
say you now you're giving time in between, and then he starts flipping.
No. I'm explaining it to you.
So did you walk up to him?
No. Not at all. He was
back was turned.
He was doing his shit,
and you came up behind him.
No. I came through the door, and I just said, "Hey, man."
Okay.
I got my fluorescent green on and my headpiece. He knows I'm another driver.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit.
No. He knows I'm another driver. So what could Hey Man be?
He's a bitch.
No, I'm just saying, like, what could it be?
All I'm saying is people take things negative up front.
How could he have took it?
I don't know.
Give me an explanation.
Maybe I ain't here. I'm not supposed to be here. Or you're not supposed to be here. Were you there at the place he was supposed to be and you came and opened the door for him?
No. He was the milkman.
Yeah, so he
was the milkman doing his milk delivery.
Yes.
I pulled up. I'm there to do my delivery.
Yes. So you came in the door
and then just said, "Hey, man."
All I'm saying is, I don't know. You said you startled him, apparently.
Okay. I startled him. But once you seen that I had on fluorescent fucking green.
Okay, he's done. He said, okay, my bad. I apologize.
No, because I said, hey, man. And then he was like, what? And I was like, this is what I did. I said, it's an American greeting. It means hello.
Yeah. That's all. Maybe, like you said, he was out of hours. He's tired. People, man, when they are sleepy and cranky. Was he making it? It must have been his last delivery.
I don't know. But
I'm just saying, man. You know what the military does to crack motherfuckers? Sleep deprivation. When you deprive somebody of sleep, when somebody's tired, that's when they become the worst. I'm telling you, man. People crack. They snap. They can't keep it together. And I'm not saying this dude was like this. Ready to crack.
I mean, even if I was sleep deprived and tired, if somebody came through the door and said, "Hey, man," I wouldn't have been like, what?
You're not a paranoid, weak soul. You'd probably been like, "Hey, what's going on?"
I would like, "What's happening?"
Exactly.
What'd you do?
You're not him. Obviously, there's different people in the world.
I hear you, baby.
That's all I'm saying.
I hear you, baby.
I ain't saying it was the right response.
I hear you, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you, buddy.
Those motherfuckers, dude. When you okay, so we'll ask this question. There's like you said, there's always an optimist and pessimist, right? How many times do you go into a situation and hope for a good outcome when other people go in and expect the worst? You see what I'm saying? There's different outlooks in life.
I hear you, man.
And the problem is, anytime when you're around certain people, like every time, it's always the bad one. Always the bad one. Never the good one. It's amazing. Some people are just...
If it was a person that I knew that's the way they thought, I would always try to explain another situation. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, that's the joy of understanding life and trying to explain things from different perspectives.
I'm almost 50.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm almost 50. Right? So it's like... I'm 47, so it's like...
Some people are stuck in their ways.
I hear you. Some people are stuck in your ways, but it's just
especially
like...
the older folk.
This guy was definitely younger than me. I came through the door, and I'm like, hey, man.
Right. Yeah, you know.
He's like, what?
High school. And
I'm like, I said...
Especially young kid.
I said, whoa, it's an American greeting. It means hello.
Right. And then he said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He apologized, right?
He apologized, but... Wonder if I wasn't a reasonable person.
Well, understandably. Then there goes something right off rip because of the way he reacted. It's causing, you know...
Causing effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've come out aggressive. Situations are bad. Understandably so. You know, things get rectified. You know.
It's just not necessary.
It's 100%
necessary. It's very not necessary. I mean, but anyway, you know.
That's why I try to, like I said, 2023, I'm trying to be high all the time. So I ain't got to deal with shit.
I mean, without being high, let's use our natural.
Anger is a motherfucker.
Our natural brains, our natural personality. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not high.
No. You're a different person, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like.
But people take, like, pills all the time. Anxiety. You know what?
I've been watching some shit. And I've been hearing, like, you know, the things of, like, the future. Like, you know, you can get things, you know, like chips installed in your brain to help you do this and that. But what that will do is take away from your natural ability. Like every computer system that's out right now, everything this technology is pretty much is mocking.
Hackable.
No, it's hackable, yes, but it's mocking the natural abilities of humans. So basically, if you had something that will help you do A, B, and C, implant it in your brain will be like, okay, well, you don't need this anymore.
Oh, start shutting down. Yeah.
You don't need this part. So it's just like, come on, man. Strengthen your brain, natural ability. Drink more water. Drink more water. Stay, you know, get off the fucking phone.
Yeah, well, that's definitely.
Disconnect from the phone.
My eyes have gone shit because of these fucking things.
You know, the phone, and you know what? I'm a victim, too. I mean, I wake up. The first thing I do is go on my phone and look at my phone.
Right.
You know,
I mean, I do to check the time. And then when you got to go to the bathroom, you need something. There ain't no magazines no more to look at. It's all about feeds. That's what you do. That's why I look at my stories. Look, you can't stop right now. Look at him. Just scrolling through. You can see what he's... Oh, you don't even want to see what... Wow! See? Uh-huh. See? Can't help himself.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Just talking about it.
Disconnect from the phone. Disconnect from the phone. As he's like,
online talking.
Get off the phone. Like, use your natural ability. We are...
Yeah, but those chips are for people who have disabilities to help them move. And
no, they're just lazy people.
No, it's
lazy
not the
people
case.
That just want to be like, you know what? I'm lazy.
I don't like to walk. I don't care about my legs working. And then they put a chip in, and it's going to be able to move their body.
No, I'm not promoting that, bro.
That's the next thing. The cyborgs. Well, we already are kind of with these phones in our pocket.
Not me.
When you need to know a question, all you do is pull your phone out and Google it, and you have the answer.
Damn. I have a full set of encyclopedias.
Well, yes.
And
but
I use
you just
them.
Use the fucking hold up what?
No, I don't use encyclopedias.
No more.
But no, I don't anymore. I used to, but however, I am big on information. I love research. I love the ability to pull up things on the phone that I want to retain and look up and stuff. A lot of things I go to sleep on. Produce and food is one of the things that I nerd out on all the time, like the natural stages of strawberries, the natural stages of corn, how watermelons used to look, how potatoes used to look.
You'd be perfect at my job.
I probably would talk
produce.
But... Yeah, but I would be like, no, these strawberries are not natural. They're too big. These are not natural strawberries.
Yeah, they're genetically modified.
Yeah, they're genetically modified.
They're pumped with all types of steroids.
And to appeal to the eyes and to look more appealing. That's what they are. Corn looks more like wheat. Corn used to look like wheat.
It's more...
Corn used to look like wheat. Can you put a picture of natural state of corn? Google a picture of natural state of corn and put it up there.
Bam!
Yeah. Corn used to look like wheat, but it's been genetically modified. So, you know, I had an epiphany when I was on the road. When I was on the road, certain places, Idaho, Iowa, nothing but 50 miles of nothing this way, 50 miles of nothing that way. 50 miles of nothing that way, 50 miles of nothing. That's 50 miles of nothing north, west, east, and south. Okay, 50 miles of nothing.
Wow.
Okay, matter of fact, when I went to Iowa, it said home of silos and cornfields.
Damn.
It, you know how we have Ohio, find it here. And before that, it used to say Ohio, the heart of it all. Those were the state slogans. All right. Iowa said the home of silos and cornfields.
Is that some more Corey useless information?
Yes. That was from Corey. You know, here's a segment of
there
Corey
it is.
Useless information. Real quick, scuba diving. Corey's useless information. It's information that will be helpful, but it will be useless to you. Scuba. The word scuba is actually an acronym, and it means self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Scuba.
Okay.
Moving on. So, we're driving through all of those. We're driving through all of that. You know, you saw the cornfields,
yeah,
the silos,
right,
and things like that. You saw a lot of labels.
I mean, oh, like Wheaties? No, I'm kidding.
No, like, you know, you saw how these companies will bully these farmers. You know, farmers are pretty much forced into growing their genetically modified agriculture.
Mm.
You'll see signs.
Well, that's what the grants and shit are for, right?
Basically. Maybe you see grants and stuff. You know, these farms will be in trouble.
Subsidized.
And in these grants, you'll see signs that say Asgro. These are companies, Pioneer, companies that don't sound like they should be food companies.
Right. Growing shit, Bill Gates owns so much land, I think.
I mean,
he's buying up a bunch of farmland.
I'm just saying, like, basically, I always was saying, like, you know, people that are natives to Cleveland, I've been here my whole life, and everywhere, we said this in previous episodes, everybody that, you know, grew up here, it was not uncommon to say, oh, okay, such and such has plum trees. Such and such has apple trees.
Right.
Oh, there's grapevines all in their yard. You know, they destroyed all of those. Mm-hmm. They destroyed all the plum trees, the grape trees.
I got a plan to think of a plum tree in my backyard.
You got one now?
No, I think I need to plant one.
Some plums?
So for in 20 years, bam, bitches.
You know, but all of them are gone. So basically the scariest thing is that, you know, everybody that wants to eat natural and think they're doing the natural thing and eating things with seeds, they're eating actually genetically modified seeds. You know, it's like no natural grapes. Strawberries actually used to look like wild strawberries, and they were very small, you know, very small. Potatoes were very small. Corn used to look like wheat. Watermelon was like multicolored inside of it. You know, it's a lot of like genetically what we know it. Like, for example, tilapia fish. The reason why I shied away from tilapia fish is because it's like when I was growing up, I never heard of tilapia. Where did this shit come from? Okay, tilapia is a farm-raised fish. All right, so what's wrong with that? Okay, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It was fed corn.
All right,
fish is underwater.
Right.
Why the fuck would they eat corn?
Right.
Corn is not underwater.
Not at all.
So tilapia is a farm-raised fish that was fed corn. So basically, it tastes good, but it has no nutritional value to it whatsoever. And it doesn't have a spine. You know, fish has bones.
Mm-hmm.
Fish does not eat corn. There's no corn that grows underwater.
Not at all.
So it's things.
Dude, there's a lot of shit that people don't know. They just go with the fucking flow.
Yeah. They just go with the flow.
Add 14 to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know what? What have you been doing? You did a couple of podcasts.
Oh, I was on with Stephon Braxton.
Shout out to Stephon Braxton out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Comics on Life.
Comics on Life.
We went live today.
Emmy?
Oh yeah.
Emmy award winning show.
Yeah. It was a live clean show, so I couldn't, you know, talk filthy. I behaved myself.
Good for you.
You know what I mean? And my phone died at the very end, unfortunately.
Wow. You know, shout out to Stefan Braxton.
Yeah, shout out to him.
And you're also working on a movie.
Shout out to
Javon Bates.
Shout out to Javon Bates, giving me the opportunity in that. And only a few scenes, you know.
That's cool, man. It's a start. Look, I'm on no movies.
Oh.
And I'm available for movies.
He is available for movies and skits and all types of things and comedy. And you have a show next week.
I have a show next week, actually.
You don't display, but please show out. Here's another dope lineup.
Man, I keep having dope lineups, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. These rooms, it's like people don't realize the people that show up are...
Headliners.
Just... Keep your eyes out, man.
Yeah. Anybody in the Cleveland, Ohio area, come out to my show. Man, come out. Grown Ups, it's a dope show, dope lineup, great environment. And you're also on another podcast. You're on Grapes.
Yeah, I was on Grapevine with Michael Bradley.
Shout out to Michael Bradley.
You know what I'm saying?
Grapevine.
On Redline Radio.
Shout out to Redline Radio.
Timbuktu producing all of it.
Shout out to Timbuktu, man.
Timbuktu's doing the damn thing, dog.
Man, shout out to Tim.
And like I said, he had on the episode with me, he had Will Santiago was there.
Shout out to Willie Santiago.
Yeah, Marco Torres.
Shout out to Marco Torres.
And then Marquand Banks.
Shout out to Marquand Banks.
You know what I'm saying? He hosted the comedy show afterwards.
I gotta put him on my calendar.
Yeah, he hosted the comedy show after, and Chevy Terrell showed up too.
What?
Yeah, he was the headliner, dude. And then afterwards, everybody just showed up and supported. You know, people made Bob Watson. He was on the show.
Shout out to Bob Watson.
He's everywhere. He's starting to pop up everywhere. So yeah, man, it was a good time. I'm actually, you know, getting out there doing a few things. But like I said, man, the past 2 weeks
I've been
busy.
Won't stop. No, man, I know you it was a reason why you was hitting the scene like boom, 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 but you can't fucking stop, yo.
Can't stop, won't stop.
No, listen to me, Jay. You can't stop.
I'm moving straight forward. We're doing the damn thing.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. You can't stop.
Oh, I know these things.
You had a change. Things opened up for you.
Oh, I know.
Things opened up for you.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
No, things opened up for you, yo.
Right.
That's a sign, but you missed it. But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. But I'm just saying, like, please keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting these mics. Hitting these opportunities, man.
Oh, yeah. That's all we do.
No. Listen to me.
That's all we do.
Bro, my schedule won't allow me to. When something happened in your life or changed in your life, doors opened up.
Yeah, but it stayed status quo. I was doing other things I planned on doing anyway.
Okay.
That was the movie and the podcast.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Jay, where can everything. They find you, yo?
You can find me at Just Full of Comedy on Instagram and all platforms, really.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me.
That's right.
You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. This guy has a website.
JustFullOfComedy.com. Check it out.
Yo.
It's got all the podcasts. It's got all of our appearances on all different platforms, podcasts. Get it?
Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Love you all.
Love you all. Peace out.
Ba-boom.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Midnight Paco Podcast. Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,